Hello and welcome to the Be Unapologetically You radio podcast. My name is Kelsey Davidson and I am your host. On this podcast, we talk about all things personal development, health and wellness, and of course, fitness, and how you can do all of those things, create a lifestyle that works for you and nobody else, because nobody else was made like you. So why would you do it the same way as somebody else? Well, unless it works. So thank you for joining us today and let's get started into the episode.
Hello and welcome back to Be Unapologetically You Radio. I am so stoked for y'all to get to hear this powerhouse of a woman, Miss J. We met on Clubhouse and her energy just permeated the entire room, and I knew I wanted to collaborate with this woman in some capacity because she had a message that she wanted to share and a purpose. And I'm so excited for y'all to get to know a little bit about her and her mission and what she's out to do in the world, and for her to share her perspective. There's so much of misconceptions around hustling, whether you want to own a business or you want to just grow in your life. This podcast covers all of those areas between networking, having a side hustle, how to improve your body image. And we hit all the things, and I'm just so excited for y'all to get to hear this conversation and hear what your takeaways are. Please be mindful that there will be some lapses in the sound here and there. We are struggling with Zoom on this day, but if you listen in, you will hear what's going on and figure out where that came from. So I appreciate y'all so much, and I can't wait for you to enjoy this episode. Let's dive in.
Hello, Miss J. Welcome to Be Unapologetically You Radio. I am so excited for this podcast. There's not even words.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited too. Thanks for affording me the opportunity to be on with you.
Absolutely. So Jay and I connected over Clubhouse. So we'll probably share a little bit about that story later on. But could you tell a little bit about your background, what you do, and what you do currently, and how you got to that?
Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Jalita Covert, but you can call me Jay. I have a fitness apparel line called Just Jay Wear. And let me just tell you how it started. Back in 2013, I was diagnosed with hypertension, and it was basically shock to me because I'm of small frame. And it's basically hereditary in my family. But what I knew that I wanted to get in the best shape of my life, and I began a workout regimen. And what I learned, it was so many other women just like myself want to get in shape as well. So September 2017, I launched Just J Wear because everybody was asking me what I was wearing. I'm creative. I designed my own line. And what was more important to me is to empower women. So I created the line that's around butter soft leggings, high waist tummy control, because those were problem areas. And then in addition to empowering women, I wanted to support breast cancer survivors. So I have a sweat pretty line to do that. But what was key for me is so many women out there want to go to the gym, want to look good, but you don't get the results if you don't feel good. So that was key for me.
So is there like a pivotal moment that kind of caught you like, oh, I should do this. I should create this line. Was it when you went into the gym, or like what moment kind of triggered that?
The moment that triggered it, well, it basically started with my godbrother when I actually joined this company, and to help him lose 90 pounds and donate for every pound you lose, they donated to Children to Fight Childhood Obesity. So then as I started buying, I said, I want to look good. I want to feel good. So I started purchasing different items, but I would get leggings, and sometimes the leggings would actually roll down. And I'm like, wait a minute, if I'm gonna squat, I want to make sure I get all the support that I need. And then see-through. I hate to see you see-through leggings where you see your butt, you see the tag in the back. And that was so important. So I love fashion. And I said, why not? Why not me? Why can't I create my own line? I love fashion and I want to put love into it. And that's exactly what I did. And a lot of people don't know is that I work for corporate America. I'm in cybersecurity. So what I tell people is that is that is my investor for my fitness apparel line. So don't quit your day job while you're working on your passion. Just pour a portion of your day job into your passion, and with great hopes that that's something that you want to do, that you'll be able to walk away because it'll be able to self-sustain itself. Everybody has different journeys, different times, but one thing about it, I'm passionate about it and people know it, and you'll go far with passion and with the team.
That is so true, because if you know you have that underlying why, you're willing to stick through the thick and thin, for sure, for whatever hurdles you may face. Why did you pick not just Jay Ware, make sure, correct me if I'm saying this right, but also Sweat Pretty? Why did you pick those names and those titles? What did those represent?
Well, Jalita is my name. So Jay is so much shorter and catchy, but just Jay Ware, I'm like, I need something. I want a name that empower women, and most definitely I want a trademark. So I want, when people think about it, they think of me, they think about women coming together for a common goal to crush their health goals. And then as I started my line the first year, I was like, I want to bring people together. But what I want to do is have a event that allows women to, at the event, I want them to sweat. But if they want to sweat, they want to sweat pretty. You want to sweat pretty, you want to sweat pretty in your city. So I went to the cities, and what the Sweat Pretty in Your City was about is having a doctor come and share some health tips, the trainer share some fitness tips, and then we perform that activity and then have some healthy snacks, because a lot of us don't know basically what to eat or how to eat or when to eat it, but healthy and it still be good and sweet. So even vegan products. So healthy snacks and then shop. So the whole totality of the Sweat Pretty movement from beginning to end, just incorporating so many parts of your daily lifestyle together so you feel good and, you know, bring up self-love, especially when it's almost Valentine's month and heart health month.
It's so true. I think, if I remember correctly, heart health is actually one of the most common reasons of death right now outside of mental illness. And I feel like trying to find a way that allows you to empower yourself, but also take care of your body can truly transform your life. I know that you have an underlying mission to start to spread this message and to be able to help women, especially, realize that they have that ability. Can you dive into that a little bit?
Well, my Sweat Pretty line, I have a specific line. It's called last year was called Linda Leggings. So it's named after my cousin who was a breast cancer survivor. So 10% of the proceeds went to this particular organization called Loving Arms. And why I chose that organization as opposed to the larger organizations, for me, the larger organizations, I really didn't see where was a financial benefit and who it was actually going to. However, with the smaller organization in locally in my area, I was able to meet the breast cancer survivors. So we knew that the funds that we were providing based on the proceeds would actually go for their medical expenses and their essential needs. And this year we created Pinky Promise, and I created not only the leggings, I have the leggings, I have the sports bra and the actual hoodie. So three opportunities to pour back into the community as people walk around with pride with our butter soft tummy control, high waist leggings and sports bras and the hoodies to actually match, knowing every time they put that on, they would help a breast cancer survivor. So that means more to me than anything. And then just the partnership to have with them, it's been phenomenal.
Absolutely. I feel like that is something we're seeing more in the industry as a whole in business, is that somebody not only has a passion, but it's a for-profit for purpose. So versus being a nonprofit, they're able to direct where that money goes and to create a bigger impact. And I truly resonated with that as well. A core mission in my business as well is to donate part of my profits and proceeds into something local here. Lately, it has been hunger, because we've had such a huge need here. I'm locally based in Houston. And so that was the charity I decided to have my business donate to. And it was so awesome to connect with somebody that understood that and didn't demonize that mission. I feel like sometimes people are like, we got to make all the money. And it's like, no, if we spread the wealth and we spread and we share that mission and empower, we're going to make a greater impact.
I completely agree with you there. And I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan. So I actually donate to a a nonprofit and they have food drives weekly. So that's important for me too. So it's really rough at this point in Detroit, especially in the Motor City. A lot of those jobs have actually left. So just to see that when I go back home and just to see the decline of unemployment or even see it on TV now, it's just challenging times right now, but we most definitely have to stick together. And if we're growing in a certain area, most definitely helping someone else reach back and help them grow in any capacity that we can, that's so important. And in order for you to be productive, you have to eat. So it's so important.
Absolutely. And I think that we forget that those basic needs, and everybody wants to contribute to something, whether it's their own or they're working to part of the mission, because everybody wants to be a piece of something. We're tribal in that nature. And I think if we continue to think about that, it allows us to tide rises all the ships. And so if we continue to help rise all the ships and raise the tide, then we're all going to succeed together.
And speaking of rise, I have on the Elevate jacket. So this is an Elevate jacket with the matching leggings. What I love about my leggings, they have side pockets for cell phones and credit cards. A lot of women, you know, don't want to go walking with their handbag or in the gym with their handbag, but you're able to easily put your items on the side and then, you know, put them in your locker just for safety purposes. But it's perfect and it's handy. And I did my research and that was women said they truly love as far as having the side pockets.
Absolutely. I've steadily replaced all my leggings to all of them must be high-waisted and they all must have a pocket, because it seems like in women's clothes, they think it's hilarious to make the most fitted possible pant or anything and have no pockets to put anywhere. And it's like, I don't want to carry a handbag everywhere I go.
Exactly.
I want to be able to at least put a key or something. For the love of God, give me an option here.
Exactly.
I would love to start to discuss a little bit more. Something that you're starting recently is called Sweat Pretty and Glow. Can you talk about what the mission of that is and what you're trying to inspire more women to do?
Okay. Sweat Pretty and Glow. I was thinking about it this year and I said, now most definitely you cannot be successful alone. And Sweat Pretty, as I mentioned before, is about empowering women. So, but not only just empowering women, share how you're glowing. For example, I'm glowing in the sense of a portion of my proceeds go to breast cancer survivors. And guess what? It's going to help them glow, going to help them pay their bills. Another example of me glowing is I'm helping two entrepreneurs start their own business. And they're young entrepreneurs, and it's in fashion. So I'm showing them the steps, saving them the time. It's in different industries, not in fitness, but different types of fashion, but still I'm helping them glow. So the whole process of, the whole idea of the glow is basically coming online, joining us and sharing how you're glowing. And that can help someone else who in need, who has a problem or deficit in that particular area. Or in addition to that, if you have a problem area and you have challenges glowing in that area, we're being that collaborator, being that connector, so they can actually see you online and you can connect with them and they can help you glow. So the purpose is just to glow together. We cannot glow alone, but just glow together and keep uplifting each other, because it's so important. It's so imperative right now. And you cannot be successful alone. Let's do it together as a team. Let's sweat pretty and glow.
Absolutely. I'm going to give an analogy for those of you that may not understand. Is if you see a single firefly out, you just see this small little light floating around. But when you see a flock of fireflies, they have this ambiance and this glow, and you're able to see that light spread. So what she's getting at is by coming together, we can help each other with each of our different missions and fix each other's problems. Because like she said, we can't do this alone. We are never meant to be one man or one woman shows. Because if we were, we would be our own customers too. So keep that in mind, that to glow, you also need to be helping others as well. And now your helping can be different. Like she said, you can mentor, you could donate, you could be helping somebody find a resource. So don't pigeonhole yourself into a box of like, this is the only way I can glow. You have more than enough resources to help another woman glow, because maybe you can just help them and support them. we as women are meant to work together and be a tribe. So sometimes just getting to go and say, hey, how are you doing, can be part of your glowing, because when we help each other, we help the community as a whole for sure.
And even as far as glowing, that was well said. So thank you. Even to the point of reaching out and calling 10 friends that you haven't even talked to, you're accustomed to talking to last year because of COVID. A lot of women, a lot of people have distanced themselves and afraid to make the call, or just have so many things going on, even just call a few friends a week. That is a glow. You reached out, that, you know, realize, oh, that person is concerned, that person does care. Just put it on your calendar to actually do that, to speak to someone you haven't spoke to. That is a glow, not only for you, but a glow for them.
Absolutely. And connection is a big part of the piece in this mission of Sweat Pretty and Glow. And so that means you can make new connections too. That's part of why, I don't know if you kind of caught the drift of this, it'll be linked into the description of this podcast. We're hosting a weekly talk on Clubhouse, and we'll be doing this on some other social media platforms probably in the future, so that you guys can have time to collaborate and connect and get your questions answered and figure out how you can start to serve your mission. Your mission doesn't have to be the same as ours, but you can come together as a team and we can all accomplish it. So, and it starts just within your inner circle. You're going to be a combination of the five people you spend the most time with. So make sure you like those five people and you want to be like those five people.
That is so true. I just actually read that. That is so true. So thank you for sharing that. That's so important.
Absolutely. What would you share with a woman who is struggling to, let's just say she wanting to start her own business and is trying to manage not just the finances, but the time piece? Is there like a suggestion you can give to her or some tips you could share?
Sure. What I would suggest, well, let me just say what I did that actually worked, because it works different. I'm single, so it's different if you have a family. But what I typically do, I get up early in the morning, and it's typically I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, sometimes five, but typically 4 o'clock in the morning. And I do all the work that I need to do for just J-Wear from 4 to like 6 or 7, and, you know, try to work out 7, 8, and then be prepared to go to work at 9. So that's what I do. And then some, if I have not completed my tasks, I go back to them. But I write everything. Sunday for the week, I write down all my goals, all the short-term, long-term goals, what I need to do daily, weekly, and monthly, and just take a look at that, making sure that I have actually checked them off. If I don't complete my daily goals, I have to go back to them. Now, as I said, I'm single. As a single mom, I know it is extremely challenging, but you most definitely have to find some me time. Have to find some me time to get those tasks going. And then in between getting them off to school and work, going back to that me time. So it's so critical. But what's key for me is writing things down. I remember when I was in an MLM, I was very articulate. And I'm not as articulate as I was before, but I was daily. I had a calendar. They focus on every 15 minutes. You had to be accountable for every 15 minutes of your time. So I was journaling every 15 minutes. If that's what you need, then go that route. And then once you feel comfortable, you can go to daily, but you can allocate 15 minutes. So you can go back and look and see how did you add value daily and how often you did it in 15-minute increments.
Absolutely. And I think we underestimate the power of one action a day. And I think that we as women, or as humans, we feel like if we're not doing like 10 things a day, we're not moving the needle forward to where we want to go. When in reality, if you just made the point of doing one thing a day, even, and doing that every day, it'll build on itself like compound interest in a bank account. It'll just keep adding and adding and adding and adding and adding. So if you can commit to one thing a day, and you can grow from there, and you'll learn how to systemize things and get help and maybe automate, or realize that, oh, this thing I'm doing is actually not doing what I think it's supposed to do. I need to be spending more time with this. But clarity comes from action. So start doing more action for sure.
I agree.
And I just had a brain fart. So this is just part of podcasting, my friends, is you'll have a question and then it will completely escape your mind. So can you talk about what you're looking at doing in this next year and how women can come together to accomplish that? Because with the past year being 2020, I know a lot of people's lives were turned on their head and they felt like they didn't have a lot of hope and a lot of momentum to propel themselves forward. What could you share that you've learned from that experience, but also you're using to propel yourself in 2021?
What I learned from that experience is that it's been challenging. It's been challenging for more people than I actually thought, and even for myself. So it's more so this year is thinking of creative ways to accomplish some of the same tasks or different tasks, because what you were able to do last year, you can't do this year. For me, for example, I was able to go to different trade shows. For example, I went to the Essence Festival and I was actually featured in Essence, and I met so many different people. It was over 200,000 people there. I don't see when that will actually happen again. However, how can I reach that 200,000+ people? So for me, last year, I was so afraid of going live or being so afraid, like, you know, because of what social media puts out there is you have to look a certain way and you have to have this shape. So it's so many stereotypes that kind of brings fear. So this year I said faith over fear, and it's okay to stumble. It's okay. But the more you do public speaking, the more you learn. Last year I took a public speaking course because I said I wanted to be more comfortable, even though I've graduated undergrad, MBA, but once it comes time to speak, sometimes, you know, most people get nervous. So going live is that's going to help me. So I'm like, the more I do it, I can help me help you. And I can help those who actually have pain points or problem areas and show this is what you can do. So last I was so afraid. Well, actually this year, I want to share with you as far as low self-esteem. For several years, I had low self-esteem because I was born, for me, I have a big forehead. I was constantly teased as a little girl having a forehead, family members, et cetera. And as of late, maybe 2 years ago, I posted a childhood picture on Throwback Thursday. Even my own cousin was like, you still have that big forehead. Okay, that hasn't changed. So I mentioned that because he actually called me and apologized after speaking about it, because when I went to the hair salon, I never showed my forehead. I always had a part with my hair covered, not seen. So I said, you know what? When you get a certain point in your life, who cares what people think about you? It's more important how you think about yourself. It's about self-love. So this is the first year me actually wearing a part and feeling comfortable, but being comfortable in your own skin, that's what Sweat, Pretty, and Glow is about. So if you're comfortable, people see that you're comfortable and they'll gravitate to you. When they see there's some discomfort and some challenges going on, that's not something that someone wants to gravitate to. But it took me years to get here. I'm happy what I look like, how I feel, and no one can actually change that. I allowed that to happen years ago, but now feeling comfortable in whatever decision that you decide to make on your passion, go for it. Don't let anyone change your decision. Just move forward. But pulling people together for a common goal, as she mentioned, and a common mission to help someone, you will go far.
Yes, ma'am. Could you share some tips of what you did to help yourself become more confident and start to shift that negative self-image to something positive? Because I know a lot of women struggle with that. I know I have over the years. I have a lot of hormonal acne. So it's something that I constantly have to work through, even after seeing doctors and stuff. So could you share maybe some things that you did to help work to repair that relationship you had with yourself regarding your image?
Actually, I started meditating. Well, actually, initially started with yoga. I started yoga with a young lady, Shanae, and within her yoga class, she speaks about self-love, right? And then meditation. Then actually I went to a spiritual reader as well for the first time. And then just reading books about loving yourself and empowering women and being comfortable. It took me that much to get there. And then my close friends always said, you look good. And then my mom always said, well, you know, Naomi Campbell, and you know, she had a forehead, she made millions. So just family members actually uplifting me. But it took several people, several years, but finally just the light, just one day, you know what, it just hit me. I'm like, I cannot be concerned about other people. I'm first. You know, and I'm a spiritual person. I'm a child of God. This is how I was created. So I'm not going to change. I have to love me because he created me this way. And it's okay to be this way. It's okay to look this way. And sometimes you have the ups and downs, but love me for me. So I finally got there, but I'm glad I reached there. It took me years, but you know, everybody has their own story and their own path, but people have to get to know you and get to understand you. So to that point, just having those five people in your circle that inspire you, can inspire each other, and you can uplift each other. And each person has a different attribute to bring to the table. So you're not just stagnant and you're just flat. You're still glowing and growing together.
Absolutely. And I think you need to realize, for those of you on the other side of the screen or the headphones, is that you can still love yourself and want to improve at the same time. Those are not two independent states. You can still love you and still want to be better or change something. To each their own. If you want to go have a corrective surgery or whatever, that is your choice. But you need to address the inside part of you, because you could have that surgery done and still have that same emptiness. Or you could still lose the weight or whatever your case may be, but you have to address the internal piece first in order to get what you want. And like she said, of the five people that you surround yourself with have the greatest impact. Now, those of you that are like, okay, I don't have a lot of choices. What can I do? You have podcasts, you have YouTube videos, you have your social media, you have resources at your tips, what you're putting in your ears, what you're putting in front of your eyes, what you're talking to, what you're consuming are also part of those five people. So if you're consuming negative content, that's also having an impact on you as well.
And another thing is, as far as the five people, I would suggest having a mentor. So I have two mentors for different reasons. I have one, you know, from my perspective, I want to go and need help from that perspective. But once you have a mentor, I know some people are looking to say, well, I don't know what to say to a mentor. For starters, their time is valuable just like yours. So you have to understand what you want to get out of that mentor, how to help you do this, how to get to this area in life, how you want to grow. It's all about growing and glowing at the end of the day. And then each one may be helpful from the financial perspective, how to help you get funding, how to position yourself. One be from the education perspective, how do I grow in public speaking, hence me. So just working in those particular areas and asking them, can I have 15, 20 minutes of your time once a month to go over some assistance, and then follow up with feedback on how it's going, et cetera. So being specific about what you want and how it's going to help you grow, that's important, because you don't want to waste anybody's time. They want to feel like they're effective and efficient in providing you with the information, but make sure you have a mentor. And then two, once you feel that you are perfect a skill set, which I'm sure you have, make sure that you become a mentor to someone else to help them glow.
Absolutely. And please consider that some of your mentor choices may say no at one point, and that's okay. Or they may say yes, but for this service, I may ask to be paid. It just depends on the mentor, but that doesn't mean that that's not a good choice. Another option is, if you're looking for a mentor, think about how you can serve them. It's a two-way street. You need their help, but how can you help them? Are you their ideal client? Is there something you can help them for their business? They have a problem that needs solved too. And don't feel like you have to know everything. Just because you may not have a skill set does not mean that you can't serve that mentor as well and help them on whatever journey they are on.
I agree.
Absolutely. Okay, we're coming toward the end of the podcast. So I want to ask you one more long question, then we're going to hit the speed round, okay?
Okay.
What advice would you give to somebody that's on like a business journey or self-improvement journey, but is continually getting overwhelmed? What would you advise to that person?
I would suggest, and it can be overwhelming for sure, I would suggest prioritize, have a list. Have a list of the three top action items that you need to have done. And then have a list, you know, well, actually the top 10. The top 10, start with the top 10, because it's always critical, and start, you know, one at a time. Which ones are long term, which ones are short term, which ones are continuous, and then that will help you as far as map it out. And then plan daily, you know, something like I said before, some people plan hourly, daily, weekly, and plan. And then connect, make sure if there is an area that you need assistance with, if you don't have anyone in mind, then you're not moving the needle. That's just a goal that's going to sit there. So basically make sure you're networking, make sure you're collaborating, because within this group, there's going to be someone that knows someone or that particular individual that can help you move the needle. And just as well, like she said, it's a two-way street. You can get a benefit and they can get a benefit. So everyone wins, but most definitely make sure that you have that list and true to yourself and stick to it. Stick to it. Don't change every other week. Stick to the plan. But however, if it's not working, then you can make some adjustments along the way, but not any major adjustments. It's going to impact your whole plan that you had.
Man, that is so killer. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, you ready for some of the speed round questions?
Sure.
What is your favorite style of music?
I love R&B, rhythm and blues.
Yes, let's go. What is your favorite or most used app on your phone?
Most used app, I don't know if it's good to say, is Shopify. I'm constantly in it, improving it, because that's my e-commerce app that I use all the time.
Awesome. What a great platform. It is such an amazing platform.
It's easy.
What's your favorite book that you've ever read?
My favorite book, let me see, is it's an empowerment book by Leading with Love, and that's why is his name escaping me?
That's okay. I'll put it in the description. Okay. So Leading with Love. So we'll find it.
Okay.
Awesome. What's your favorite exercise?
My favorite exercise is sit-ups. Because I keep my stomach is really flat. So I do 100 sit-ups a day.
Okay.
Like for the past 5 years.
Yes, let's go. Everything. As long as you find something you like, that's the most important thing for sure. Where can the listener connect with you and find more about you?
You can connect with me on Instagram, and it's I am just JAI, or just JUSTJAI where, but it'll direct you to my fitness apparel line. And then also awesome. On Facebook as well, just JAI.
Perfect. So we will put her links and her website for the Sweat Pretty and Just JAI in the description for y'all. So please go check it out and get all the things. Also, Jay and I will be doing a Clubhouse chat on Mondays in February. So that will also be linked in the description below. So you can go and join us on Monday evenings. You ready for the last two questions?
Sure.
Okay. Do you have a question for me?
Well, I want to know what made you get into being a trainer, especially a strength trainer specifically?
Absolutely. So I was an athlete my entire life. I ran track, I did powerlifting, I did cheerleading. So when I decided to essentially retire and not pursue college athletics, I had a lot of knowledge but also had this skill of being able to coach people. People would come and approach me to get help with their fitness over time. And I had this ability to bring people from, say, an injury after they'd been cleared from PT and getting them able to be back to their normal life, but also have the skill to make them strong. Because lifting three sets of 12 is not always going to make you strong. There's other aptitudes and other ways that you need to train for that. And so I pursued that and I started to get curious about it and became educated. And that's why I prefer to train performance over weight loss, because performance allows you to pursue all those other avenues, but adds, like, I feel like weight loss has a negative connotation right now in the industry, and I'm hoping over the next couple of years that it will get better. But I find strength training, especially for women, to be incredibly empowering and allows them to find confidence in themselves to start to pursue other areas of their life they want to improve. And so that's why I focus on strength training and lifting weights and helping women find that path for themselves, because I find it just to be so much more powerful for them.
Thank you. And my second question is, who is, name two people that inspire you and why?
Absolutely. So the first one would be my mother. My mother was one of the first women in the United States to own a scale business in a male-dominated industry. So a scale as in like what you weigh yourself on, but we had scales from trains to scales that we used to make batching systems for like bakeries. So like an example would be like Mrs. Baird's or chemical plants. And so a way out there industry, but my mom pursued it anyway, because she loved it and she had a knack for it. And we would have people call the office growing up and they would ask, I would like to speak to the boss man. And she would answer, this is her. And so that made a huge impact on my life, that I saw that I could pursue something even amongst all the challenges. The other two influential people in my life have been, usually they're matriarchal, have been my grandmothers. I had two very strong grandmothers and two very different opposing personalities. But I appreciated that because I could see how complex being a woman could be, but how much of a blessing it could be. And we could see our strengths and our weaknesses in a positive light. And they really showed me how to pursue the things that I wanted, and but to also keep in mind family. And so they showed me that pendulum versus a balance. And I really appreciated that for all three of them.
Okay, awesome. Oh, the author just hit me, John C. Maxwell.
Okay. Oh gosh, I love John C. Maxwell. If y'all have not written
the leadership books, he's so amazing. Yes. And I was afforded the opportunity to be trained by him when I was in a multi-level marketing for 6 weeks, and we received a certification. So that really changes your mindset as far as how to lead.
His books are so implement. Yes. Like you can implement everything that he does.
Exactly.
He has one book that's like Seven Elements of the Team that is all story-based, that is just absolutely foundational. And your team can be your family or your business or your circle.
Exactly.
So read that book. It is so, it's just amazing. So I'll put that in the description. Are you ready for the last and final question?
Yes.
Okay. How would you tell the listener to be unapologetically themselves?
That is a very good question. I would tell them to walk in your light, be comfortable with who you are and your actions, being accountable for your actions, and aligning yourself with faith and not fear, and helping someone, which will enrich your life more than you will ever know. And once again, just lead with love and passion, and everything else will glow from there.
Oh my gosh, that was so good. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. And
thank you.
We will definitely be doing this again in the future. So thank you so much for coming, Ms. J. Thank y'all for listening and joining us today. We will see you in the next episode of Be Unapologetically You Radio. If you enjoyed this podcast, please take a screenshot of it and upload it to your social media, tagging me and Ms. J and letting us know what your biggest takeaway. It really helps the podcast get the message spread and helps people find it, as well as leaving a review, or you can hit that little share button on the episode and text it to a friend, all the things. So thank you all so much for joining us, and we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Thank you. Sweat pretty in the city.
Yeah. And sweat pretty and glow. Bye friends. Dudes and dudettes, I really hope you enjoyed that episode. I love that you came and spent some time with us today. If you enjoyed the podcast, please take a moment to leave a review on iTunes. It really does help the podcast get found and provides us with feedback. You can also follow us on Instagram at Be Unapologetically You Radio and follow Kelsey at Kelsey Lane Fitness. While on Instagram, please take a screenshot of this episode and upload it to your stories and let us know what your biggest takeaway is, or you can also share it on Facebook. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to this podcast. And remember, don't forget to be unapologetically you. We'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.